Reflection by Father Luis Sozzano from the Gospel Matthew 9, verses 14 through 17. The new, the process of life. First, the groom. There will be moments in your spiritual life that will be beautiful and that everything will be great. Those moments when you pray and you feel like you connect with God faster than with the internet. Moments when you feel like going to Mass and you fit in. You get the message. And when you start praying the rosary and you want to keep going. It's in these moments of great joy you grow spiritually. It is good to take advantage of it, to fill up your soul with graces. I recommend that you write down all those beautiful moments you experience in a notebook, so that you will remember that there is a living God who appears in your life one way or another. Take notes on what you experience in Mass, how Jesus speaks to you in prayer, and your communion with the Eucharist. Second, fasting. I would like to give you another interpretation about fasting. I am referring to that moment when your enthusiasm fades, when that ability to enter into deep prayer almost instantly is no longer there. The moment when you don't even want to go to Mass, and when you're not happy that the priest takes 45 minutes for the homily. It's that dry moment you have to offer to God. Remember how it was before and live off those beautiful memories you experienced when you had Christ close to you. These memories encourage us when we experience this spiritual desert and gives us strength to go on. Third, the new. Once you go through both experiences, it is time to discover something new. After that dryness we experience comes the moment when a new grace appears, a grace that changes our outlook and the way we live. This is why we are invited to go through this process. Don't get stagnated spiritually. It is meant to be dynamic. You have to experience those times in the desert and also times of closeness, of plenty, the good harvest. At the end of the day, it is about bringing new things into your life, accepting all those gifts from God, which will make you happier. God bless you, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And remember, heaven is our goal.